Hello, I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today we're going south of the border, all the way down to Costa Rica. I've been asked several times for suggestions on foreign travel with children. There's one easy answer: Costa Rica, our family's favorite trip together. Because of its beauty and neutral government, in fact, they have no army, Costa Rica is the Switzerland of Central America. Their former president, Oscar Sanchez, negotiated the end to civil war in Guatemala and several years ago resolved the leadership problems in Honduras. Jammed into this small country is an incredible variety of botanical and geological wonders: rainforest, cloud forest, active volcanoes, and beautiful coast, all within 120 miles of each other. Costa Ricans pride themselves on being muy sencillo, very simple, and often greet you with pura vida, the national philosophy of life. This can be translated as it's all good, full of life, have a good day, or on a deeper level, enjoy life slowly and with perseverance. Because of their high literacy rate and the country's early recognition of ecotourism, visitors feel welcomed and appreciated. It is loaded with language schools and has become a popular retirement country. Renting a car is easy and fun, and you should try a Toyota 4Runner or a Jeep. The roads are mostly good and easy to maneuver. The jungle area is to the northeast of its capital, San Jose, and is a good beginning point. At Selva Verde Lodge in Chilamente, you're greeted with hammocks, balconies, and mosquito netting. Turn in early. The birds will wake you up, I promise. I've never heard such an early morning din, a mixture of thousands of birds greeting each other all at once. Experts are available at the 6 a.m. bird walks to name them for you. A guided jungle walk can reveal the poison dart frog and occasional monkeys. Kids will love the raft trip down the nearby Sarapiqui River. The guides are young but knowledgeable, and the water lively. On to the active volcano Arenal. This is always a little dicey. Do you want it to be really active and spew out lava? Are you satisfied with it just warming its neighbor, the Tabacan Baths? Actually, it doesn't matter what you want. You are totally dependent on Arenal's whim. If it's too active, they won't let you near. But usually, one can enjoy the smoke puffing out of the cone while sitting in a leisurely hot bath warmed by volcanic underground energy. The Tabacan's hot mineral springs and waterfalls provide a Disneyland feel, with 10 pools ranging in temperature from 80 to 110 degrees and lovely paths connecting them. Massages are available as well as a swim-up bar. The Santa Elena Cloud Forest Reserve in Monteverde is nearby, famous, and worth traveling the rough roads to arrive there. A rainforest is designated as such because of receiving 100 inches or more of rain a year. But a cloud forest is one in which much of the moisture is received from the mountain's clouds settling on the forest. Both are wet with a capital W, and our day there was no exception. But it was there that we finally understood ecosystems. Our wonderful guide, a PhD candidate from Cornell, could stop at any tree and ant mound, stream, and explain who fed on whom and what attracted what. He spotted the beautiful Quetzal for us and helped us hear the three-wattled bellbird. We were treated to an amazing show when a group of raccoon-like Codimundis arrived, followed by a troop of white-faced capuchin monkeys looking for dinner. This area was also the first in the country to have a zip line, where you are harnessed to a cable and zip from one tree to another, guaranteed to be the kids' favorite activity of the year. A final stop would be on the Pacific coast of Costa Rica at Manuel Antonio, south of Capos, a place for relaxing with beautiful views. Howler monkeys woke us in the morning, like think Tarzan movies, and tiny titty monkeys walked the wires outside our room. The Manuel Antonio Park has a great beach where you can bellyboard or simply check out the nearby iguanas, lizards, sloths, and monkeys. Costa Rica pleases the birders, outdoor enthusiasts, botanists, curious, and even the lazy beachcombers who just want to relax. It is safe, welcoming, and perfect for opening a child's eyes to the wonder of nature.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.